Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you about grown man gaming. Get shot probably from a grown man aiming. Call of Duty Black Ops, bring it to your chat box. Turn your speakers on, sit back and relax, I. And listen to these grown men talk games. Other people do it, yeah, but they're all lame. Talking all genres, covering all lanes. You can call in, cause we're covering all games.
Grown man gaming. Tune in and enhance your experience.
Welcome back to Grown Man Gaming, ladies and gentlemen. Was episode 16? I'm pretty sure it's 16.
16 or 15. Or 17. I can't remember.
We're getting up there. Patty will be out today, but this week we got JG the Dawn and UTX the Prophecy both back to take Patty's place. And it's going to be real this episode because we all going in on this Xbox One. Regardless if it's a good or bad ideas is beyond the point. Everybody still got to get their thoughts about the whole reveal. And we are experiencing a little bit of technical difficulties, but that ain't nothing new, so we got to get that situated. Our two guests, UTX, both UTX, JG the Dawn and the Prophecy will be back shortly, but right now it's just me and Aaron, of course. Say what up.
What up, y'all? What's going on, y'all? Thanks for joining us again this week. We're going to bring it hard on this fucking Xbox One reveal.
Yeah, yeah, so I'm hoping they get back in as soon as they can because I don't want them to miss now. Because we're going to mess around and say something and they ain't going to be able to get in to rebut. But, all right, so let me, you're an Xbox guy, which is good. What do you think about the console, the way, like the design?
The design don't bother me. I mean, I actually like the way it looks, to be honest with you. I mean, I don't really have no problem with that. As far as the controller that they revealed, that's, I don't know, man. It kind of looks smaller than the normal, the 360 controller, but I don't know. I'm just judging from a picture. But other than that, that's really my only complaint about the new look of it is the controller. It looks smaller, but I can't really judge from a picture if that's correct or not. And that was
JG, that you?
Complaint with,
yes, that is me.
Okay, good.
Hey,
all right.
What's good,
I don't know what happened, but yeah, what's going on, everybody?
Yeah, I think you dropped. It happens.
We just getting
into it. Like, we want to cover, like, what you thought about the actual console design and, like, the good and bad things. Aaron pretty much thought it was pretty cool. He just, the controller, he's big on the controller. He thinks it looks a little bit smaller, but I couldn't tell. What do you think?
I couldn't tell as well. People have been saying that the controller was smaller. You can't really judge by that. You would have to literally, like, sit there and hold it in your hand to judge. But I like the new redesign. It's nothing really too flashy because the controller is good to me. It's actually one of my favorite controllers. I actually like it better than the PS3 controller. But, you know, this is my opinion, even though I could play with both. But I like the controller. I like the redesign on the Xbox button because I used to hit that all the time. I don't know if other people had that problem, but I used to hit the Xbox button on accident sometimes when I get excited. But I like the new redesign. I like that they put it kind of out of the general area of where your hands or where your fingers would go. So I like the new controller design. As far as the console, well, everyone says it looks like a big-ass VCR, and they're right. But I feel like it's an okay design. It's nothing like what the concepts were, but it's okay. I don't have a problem with how it looks. I think it's all right.
Well, I mean, for what it's supposed to do, you know what I'm saying, for everything that it's supposed to be doing, it's going to have to be bigger than the 360 console, you know what I'm saying? So I don't really have
right,
a problem with the way it looks.
Right, right. You're 100%
correct. I actually think it looks pretty dope, you know what I'm saying? You can sit it on your entertainment center or whatever, and it ain't going to look out of place, you know what I'm saying? It ain't like it's a big-ass eyesore or nothing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it actually looks like my Alienware, because I got an Alienware X51, and it's small. It's kind of really not too much bigger than the 360, but it's kind of what it looks like. It's a little bit bigger than the 360, and of course it's heavier, but I understand with the new technology that's in there, it has to be bigger. there's no way that you can really get around that, so it's fine to me. I don't really have a problem with it.
Me, I like the design. And people got to remember, this is the first, it's the first model. There's going to be a Slim. If it takes 3 years or 4 years, a Slim Xbox One will be out. It's flat. I think it was more about it being so flat. And the, we haven't seen like flat consoles like that. Well, the PS2 is flat. PS2, the original, I actually have one of those. I never use it, obviously. But this is flat, but it's much bigger than that. But then again, as far as the hardware, as long as it's not overly heavy, then we're good. I would say that the PlayStation 3 original Fat Boys is heavy as fuck, but they're real sturdy. Like, you can probably drop down a flight of steps, but if you have a little accident transporting it, you can definitely drop it. The controller, I like the modifications to the controller because, like, I really like the PlayStation controller because of the analogs. And we was going over this in the other stream. I play, like, with the high-activity, like, all, like, the highest you can go. And something about the PlayStation analogs make it easier with the rubber grips to actually get that little extra touch that you need. The Xbox original 360 ones, I didn't really like these ones, which is why I needed a converter to actually play, because there is no, I don't know, there's the tops are flat, there's a dent. The PlayStations pop out.
I was the opposite. Okay. That was my main complaint about the PS3 was the analogs. Like, I didn't like they was next to each other. And then the indentions that's in the Xbox, it fit perfectly in my thumb. Like where my thumb bends, I don't know how if I'm saying that right.
I gotta get the echo.
Yeah, I hear that echo.
Like up the headphones.
Yeah, that is y'all too. Who's the echo? Oh no, never mind. Hear that call me too.
That's what I'm saying. But yeah, it looks like,
that was my main complaint about the PS controller.
Still going.
Hell yeah. I'm so used to it. But sometimes I do notice that my thumbs will, like, bump, or I'll push the back PlayStation triggers when I don't mean to. I do that a lot in my videos too. People don't even, they think I'm trying to, like, throw C4 and I'm not. So I think the new PlayStation controller is actually a little bigger, so I think I'm looking forward to that, because these are small, but I don't know, I've just been playing PlayStation so long, it doesn't bother me. If I came from Xbox, I'm sure it would be like, what the fuck?
Will you be in a PlayStation guy, Chase? Is that are you going to buy the PlayStation first, or has the Xbox impressed you enough to want to get the Xbox first?
I'll probably get the PS4 first, but I'll probably get, I'm still debating on the Xbox, and it's not because of the product itself, it's just for, like, consumer reasons, and it's just like, I feel like if a company's going to try to make that the standard, that they're not going to allow used games, and we actually buy into that, then we're going to make that, like, the standard for the future consoles. If people don't buy it and the stock keeps going down, then that decision not to do that is probably, or to do that will probably not happen, not at least not soon, maybe 20 years down the road. But that's really the reason. It's like, I don't feel like I should really let them get away with the no use game thing. We'll get to the no use game thing in just a minute. I want to get Prophecy started on the actual make and design of the controller.
Yep, yep.
But I will be getting the PS4 first. Yep.
Okay, I'm back. No, I had to turn off my computer and blah, 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 blah. Anyway.
Yeah, so what is your thought?
Yo, stop sugarcoating. That shit was terrible.
No, that we ain't sugarcoating. Oh, we ain't get terrible. To the good part yet. We want to design. Let's go.
Let's go.
We're talking about the conference. That's terrible.
Yeah, we just talking about the actual console design and controller at this point.
Like,
now, we're going to get to the
aspect of it?
The game, all that. Yeah.
Design was terrible, too. That shit was,
you think,
just,
so?
It looked like a box. It looked like a shoe box with buttons. Like, it looked like my Clem's box.
That's
like,
funny,
if you
want to
get real with
yo.
It, does anybody in this party have a Nintendo Wii U?
No.
I don't.
Okay,
I
do. It looks exactly like a Nintendo Wii U, but bigger. Like, I felt
that's
like...
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not the most creative person in the world, but I could have made that. It's, I don't know.
Right.
I just... I like my Xbox 360 the way it looks better than that.
All right, what do you think about the controller, though?
I honestly think the Xbox 360 controller in general, I think it's one of the greatest controllers ever. So, like, what do? They just added, like, they moved it up a little bit. Like, I barely seen it. Like, I honestly.
All they really did, I thought, was just move the Xbox guide button to the top of the controller.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
They changed the analog design. They made it more
analog is a little bit different.
And they changed the D-pad. They made it the standard D-pad of the controllers that are out now.
Right.
That's a good idea. I'm looking at it right. I like the way it looks. It looks like that shit like a Game Gear. Though. I ain't going front.
I don't like me personally. I can, especially gamers. Like, I know JG is a PC fanboy now and blah, blah, blah. But I feel like if you're a gamer, it shouldn't matter if what controller it is, honestly. You should be able to beast on any controller if you're a gamer or if you just enjoy games in general. The controller shouldn't mean anything to you. It should just be standard, you know, like.
Right.
I can do good on PlayStation controller. I prefer PlayStation controller when it comes to like Madden and 2K and stuff like that. I like the analog sticks closer together because you do both analog sticks to do most things. So it makes it a lot faster and a lot more fluid. I can't really tell you. That's just
terrible. I don't know. I've always felt like that PlayStation controller was meant for girls. You know what I'm saying? Like how small it is. Like I ain't got the.
Oh, you mean
I can't
like
palm a basketball.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right.
But you know what I'm saying? I can't even palm a basketball, but you know what I'm saying? My hands are relatively little, you know what I'm saying? But the PlayStation controller just seems tiny to me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how to explain, but that's always been my complaint about the PlayStation.
Like, I can palm a basketball in my hands. I got some big gorilla hands, but
I'm short and I can palm one. I'm 5'7".
I don't know. I feel, to a certain extent, I feel what you're saying. Because, I mean, the way I look at it is like, when PlayStation first came out, it was for kids, you know, it was for people that around that time. And plus, you know, Japanese people don't have big hands. Come on now, let's be real. They have small hands. So let's just be real. That's what they were designed for.
That's a good ass point.
Yeah, they're designed for Japanese people with hands or small hands, and so when you look at us, I mean, our shortest Nate Robinson is pretty much bigger than everybody over there. So it's like our hands are going to look massive on a small controller. But if you can get past that aspect and if you can still work with the controller, it shouldn't really matter.
All right. Well, see, and another thing is go ahead.
But
you see what we did because Sega and Nintendo back then were both, you know, Asian-inspired consoles. You see what we did when Microsoft brought their Xbox, that big-ass controller, because that was meant for us. So, yeah, that's
right.
A good point, though.
Yeah, that's what I was
Plus,
saying.
Like,
I think,
you
I think
know
the
Wii
PlayStation... You know, I never even looked... Let me look at the Wii U controller.
Have you seen the new Wii controller? Like the Wii U controller? It's the Xbox 360.
Yeah.
So exactly like the Xbox 360.
Yes, it is. So I got the analogs and on the other side, though.
Yeah, like, I actually have it. Like, I bought it, and because I bought it for my girl, the Wii U, whatever, and we got the controller, too. And it's like, it looks exactly like the Xbox 360. I like the actual big pad, honestly. That's me.
It looks like the original Xbox controller, is that what you're saying? No, I'm saying it looks like the new Xbox 360.
Yeah, but the analogs, instead of being at the bottom,
they're like
two analogs were at the top, and then the D-pad is under. Well, same thing, but then the analog's at the top and the buttons are below. So they just swapped that side.
I was going to say, I thought the original Xbox controller was the worst controller ever made.
I do, too.
GameCube. I vote GameCube all day, every day. GameCube controller sucked.
But, like, this is the thing, though. Like, you have to take consideration the age that you were when you were playing those games. When Xbox came out, your hands weren't that massively big. You know what I mean? They were still pretty small. I couldn't even really palm the whole shit, to be real with you. Like, it was too weird. Whereas the GameCube, it was a little bit while I was getting older, and at the time I was still using the PlayStation controller, and it was a little mess. It didn't even look messed up. The GameCube controller just looked clustered as more as it was messed up.
Yeah, I mean, because I'm looking at it now. It actually looks better than I thought it did. That might have been that Nintendo 64 controller and that Dreamcast controller. Those weren't really that great. Or I remember I told you that the 64 had the scuff before scuff, though. You know what I'm saying? With the Z button on the back of that shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I rock with all of them, though. I like the Dreamcast controller. And I like the
Xbox
controller. I don't know. I like all of them. I just play games.
I think it's you're a gamer. You know, like yeah. So it's like you'll, no matter what, you can. You're not gonna get an Xbox and be like, oh my god, this controller is massively huge, I'm getting rid of it. I mean, you're gonna sit there and play it. So eventually, you probably may have hated it when you first played it, but then you kept playing it so much that you ran with it.
Right. Yeah, I definitely just rock with it. But I was glad that they quickly changed the design of the original Xbox controller and made it smaller.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
We couldn't buy the original one, could we?
I mean, GameStop, if they might have it, they still might have it, but it might be, you know, $8 or something. That shit will be in poor condition, too. Right. So now that we've got past the reasonable part, let's get on to the, let's not talk about the conference just yet. Part of the conference. What about the actual, What do we want to call it? All right, let's talk about like the actual features that they actually put out. Like, what do y'all think
terrible.
About the features? Let's start with you, UT. I keep saying there's two of y'all in this motherfucker.
Right.
Once you bring it in, what did you think about the features and stuff? What impressed you? What was absolute dog shit?
Nothing.
Damn.
Oh, shit.
Nothing.
Nothing. That's for real.
Like, nothing. Listen, like this. This. Let me explain. Good something. Idea.
Go ahead.
I thought it was cool that you could that they're saying that you can watch, you know what I'm saying, it can basically be a cable box too. That eliminates
Boo.
My cable bill right there.
Ooh, nigga, that's gay.
You know what I'm saying? But that eliminates one of my bills already, you know what I'm saying?
Alright, can I drive in?
Take all the time you need. Bring all the ammunition,
okay.
ammunition you need.
There we go. Load it up. First of all, there's nothing new on that new console that I can't already do with my computer or TV already. Second of all, who the fuck is going to watch TV, go online, and play the game at the same damn time? Most people can't even talk and play the game at the same time. You mean to tell me people are actually going to go online, watch basketball while playing Call of Duty, and go on the internet looking up new cheat codes? Fuck out of here. That is not going to happen. People have a Siri right now on their iPhones and they don't even use that. Who the fuck is going to sit here and talk to their Kinect Xbox every day? You look like a lonely, desperate some bitch if you sit here and say Xbox on, Xbox off, Xbox TV. Fuck out of here with that shit. I'm done.
Well, that was Prophecy's rant in a nutshell.
Yeah,
I'm not going to be as hard, but I basically agree with you, Prophecy. There was nothing on that console that you can't do already. But
but you got to look at it from the point that not everybody has the stuff that you're all talking about, though.
Everybody has
a cell phone.
There's something seriously wrong with that, but I'll get to that. I don't know
about that, Aaron. I mean, you should basically in 2013 at least have a decent computer or a smartphone that can do most of those tasks. It's basically
in
making
high
you
school,
lazy.
They taught you a class on how to build your own PC. Most people still have that. I mean, it's 2013. Come on, son.
I feel like you don't have an Xbox
360 or a PC. Come on, son.
Yeah. Like, I feel like with the Xbox One, what they were trying to capture, they're trying to make you into an even lazier motherfucker than you are already with not even having to pick up your controller. I understand the convenience. Sometimes you're lazy, but I'm not too lazy that I can't get up and grab my controller and turn my console on or turn my PC on. I understand the convenience. It's nice to be able to say everything, turn your Xbox on by just saying words and stuff and having the picture-in-picture effect. But like Prophecy said, I don't think I'm going to too much be playing the game and then, you know, on one side of the TV and then watching basketball on the other. It's cool, but we've had picture-in-picture for years, so it's nothing new. It's just putting everything into the console what was supposed to be
Picture this though. Say you're just waiting in the lobby, like for Call of Duty or whatever, you're waiting in the pregame lobby, you can just check the Heat game, or, you know what I'm saying, check a basketball game while you're waiting that
I can do that already with my TV.
I do that on my phone or on my PC, though. Like, I have all of that near me. I understand the convenience. You want it on one thing.
I can do that on my TV already. My TV allows me to do that. I'm playing 2K right now while talking to you guys and watching the weather report. Like, I can already do that. It's nothing.
I just switch the channel if I really want to do that. Like, if I'm on my Xbox, but if I'm on my PC, you know, nothing is on my TV. So I'm constantly playing the game and watching TV and watching a basketball game and watching whatever. So it's still nothing new. It's nothing that I asked for. So I'm wondering why they're doing this, because I don't even feel like the casual gamer or the casual person would want these features, because we've already had it for years. Is not impressive to me, and I don't understand why they did it.
All right, Aaron, go ahead. Go ahead.
I don't know. I was just going from the convenience side of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, me, I don't have I don't have a laptop. I don't have a PC. You know what I'm saying? All I got is an iPhone. You know what I'm saying? I could do that on my iPhone. Yeah, but what I'm saying is I can probably do all that shit. Well, I know I can do all that shit on my iPhone. You know what I mean? But to me, like, you'd be like Xbox TV too, or whatever you got to say, you know what I'm saying? And it pops up right there. I ain't even got to, like, look for my phone to do it, you know what I'm saying? It's just right in front of me. You see what I'm saying? Like, the convenience side of it, I think that's good.
Yeah, no, it's a convenience, but it's convenient that I've already had. That's my point. It's something that have available.
Okay, all right. Let me say one more thing. You know what would have made Xbox 100 million times better? This right here. If that system had the Kinect built in it already, instead of having another big piece
there
to it.
You go.
If that would have allowed you to do it from Jump Street, and I could be like Xbox on without having to plug in the Kinect, that would have made it a million times better. And I would take everything I said back, but that's not how it's going to be.
All right.
I don't want to have a big-ass scanner across my TV or wherever the hell I have to put it. I already have a Kinect system, and I don't even use a Kinect because I feel like it's a waste of ports that I already have.
I was under the assumption the new Xbox was already had the Kinect built in with it.
No.
No.
It's a separate piece that needs to go on top of your... And, you know, this is good that there's Xbox guys in here, because what happened is, if everybody in here was PlayStation guys, they would say we were all being biased. But it's good that here, honest people that are fans, but not fanboys, actually get our opinions. People don't understand the difference. But my thing is, number one, Prophecy hit it on the head. Built-in Kinect would have been fantastic. Number two, Kinect is bigger. Number three, if the Kinect breaks, the Xbox won't work, which is a big thing. Because when you have separate pieces like that, your TV, all behind your TV, that can get stepped on. Anything can go wrong with that. Xbox on and all that. I mean, that's cool, but at the end of the day, for me, like, if I want to turn my PlayStation on, it's nothing for me to just pick up the controller, which is most likely in front of my setup, and push the power on button, which will turn the system on at the same time. I think the same thing with Xbox. You don't have to be plugged into anything. That's, like, not even really a big thing for me. I mean, how far away do we really sit from our TVs when we game? Like, I have a 25 and a half inch monitor that I play on. I got a table, and then next to that I have my TV. So I'm already watching sports while playing a game, especially on Sundays. You know, I hop on Call of Duty and watch NFL Sunday. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't need to switch back and forth. That, in fact, would be a problem for me, because now I got to do shit in the middle of playing besides just turning my face a little bit. So, I don't know. The thing with me is just, like, we know what we came to see. We came to see the gaming side. People keep, oh, they want to show at E3. We don't know what the fuck they going to show at E3. And if they would, and they, first of all, mind you, this press conference was pushed back because of surprising Xbox. They pushed it back so they can actually have a better conference. And then you do that, and then you don't show it. But that's from the gaming side to make people say, oh, shit. They didn't. This is all just an overall consolidation of an entertainment system that would attract people that are not necessarily gamers. They might game a little bit, but that might attract them to the system and maybe make them
a little bit of a gamer because it's an all-in-one system. But I think they're geared more towards those type of people than people that are hardcore like us. We just want to play games. Fuck out of here with all this other bullshit. These systems already have Netflix and YouTube and music and all this shit. Why the fuck do I need to have all this stuff like this to be able to switch back and forth? Point. Like when you buy your phone or your laptop, it's just a special replay and all shit that don't mean nothing at the end of the day. You gonna show it off or never use it again. That's all I really think about the whole situation. Don't get me wrong.
Can I make two quick points again?
Yeah.
Let me say this. I have a Kinect. Does anybody else have a Kinect already?
My girl.
I have it. I don't use it.
I know what it's like. Yeah, I don't.
I can already tell my Xbox to come on by saying it. I can already walk in front of my Kinect and it can already come on by recognizing me. So what they showed was nothing new at all. They are just showing it again. They're re-showing everything that's already there. I don't understand why people care so much about the Kinect. It's not like it's not something that you can already do. You know what I mean? And like my other thing is when I said this. Me and my boy, he's an Xbox fanboy. Me, I'm neutral because I have both systems. I just play my Xbox more. I said this a long time ago, before the Sony press conference showed up. I said, what can the Xbox really bring new that Sony hasn't already done? The next Xbox will have a Blu-ray in it because it has to, because Sony already did this. It will be focused around online internet explorability, which we can already do on the Xbox now, which I don't understand why they didn't have that 6-7 years ago when Xbox first came out. The Wii had Internet Explorer, PlayStation had Internet Explorer. So I seriously can't see what they can at E3, what they're really going to bring that's going to mind-boggle me. Like, there's nothing that they can really say, oh my God. You know what I mean?
It's going to have to be
PlayStation, when they showed me the fact that you can sit there and watch people play the game and you can sit there and decide before you want to download or buy it yourself, you can watch your friend play. That's something new. You know what I mean? That's something that I've never thought of other than of going to YouTube and looking it up myself. The fact that you can take over somebody's, you know, game for them and help them get past a level or 2K or what have you, that's something that you can do on the PC. If someone needs problems with their PC, you can manually take over this shit. But that's not something you can do on the system. That is like breaking things. Everything the Xbox has showed is stuff that's already on systems or already on something that you can already do. That's not bringing something new. The party chat was like the best thing Xbox, I think, has ever done. The party system is marvelous. And now that
the XMB, the XMB is like wonderful too.
Right,
those two, they really did a good
job.
So
it's like
those.
They can only make the party system a little bit better, and they could. And I heard a rumor that you can have like 1,000 friends now. I hope that's not true. I don't need that.
Oh
rumor.
My god!
I think it might be, dude.
I heard that rumor, and they were saying that you can have 1,000 friends on your friend list. And if that's
people were complaining about 100.
I don't need that much.
I don't need that. I don't have 1,000 people that I would want to add.
I don't want 100. The only reason, see, and this is one of the drawbacks of PS3. Like, you know, I said it before, PS3 dropped the ball with the multiplayer aspect of gaming this time. I think they're going to pick it up with this next gen, and Xbox really took the initiative. You can't invite people that are not on your friend list. Therefore, we PlayStation guys need 100 spots because now we can't invite people unless they're on your friend list. So then, if you are a person that likes to invite your viewers or whatever, you're going to get a lot of messages. There's no way you can add all those people and or delete anybody without them being upset that they've been deleted. So if you can just invite them from them sending you a message, that's great.
Right.
Hopefully PlayStation does that because there's no way that they can't give you that option. That's very, very important.
Are we're talking about the features still, or are we talking about something else?
We went to features and then we end up going off. But
like another thing that I heard, which I guess they confirmed, which I don't like, is that you have to install every game. I already don't like that on the PlayStation. That's already annoying as shit.
Yeah.
Right.
So now I'm going to have to always do it. on the Xbox, that's dumb to me.
Before you get to that, let me give one quick point. And I tweeted about this too. When we were kids, how would you feel if your mom or your dad bought you a system, but yet they were playing it more than you, or they were on it more than you? That's probably one thing that I would absolutely hate if my mom was sitting up here on my system the entire time I'm trying to play some games and she's doing something else. I have a feeling that this new Xbox could literally go in the same section as some Blu-rays or some TVs and people wouldn't even know the difference. And I feel like the Xbox One is like an entertainment system first and a console second. So I have a feeling that the Xbox One is going to take the Wii route, because when the Wii first came out and they introduced the little board or whatever, the Wii Fit, I saw so many parents buying the console, and when their kids tried to play the game, they were like, no, I'm on Wii Fit. I'm exercising. I'm working out. This is a console we're talking about. I know that these parents are going to buy these consoles for their children, and they are going to be on it more than them, and their children are not going to be able to play the console, and then they're going to be asking for another one because their mom and their dad are going to be on the console more than them, doing whatever, not even playing video games.
I'm going to say this. My mom...
Yeah, I didn't even think about that, man.
My mom actually already uses my little brother's Xbox and watches Netflix on it like crazy.
There you go.
So, I mean, she's not playing it more than him because she doesn't play games, you know, but she's already on there. And I told... You know, and my mom gets amazed. My mom's like 44 or something. I don't know. So that's not really that old, but she gets amazed when I tell her that you can go on the internet and then you can listen to music, and that you can do all these things on the system right now. And so she told me that she might buy one for herself just to do those things. She's not going to play the game because she doesn't play games. The only game my mom plays is like Pac-Man and Galaga and shit like that. So she's not going to buy it for games, but she would literally buy it for the entertainment purpose of it. So that is a very valid point.
That was like, I never thought about that at all. And you know, when if you get that Xbox and you didn't buy it yourself, you know that shit going right in the living room. And if it's in the living room, that's fair game to everybody in the house. So,
true.
Ten more time in there now. Now your cable box.
I'm trying to play the Call of Duty. Oh no, I'm on Netflix, baby. Go back in your room, watch TV.
I never thought about that.
I'm glad I ain't got that problem. It's just me in my house. That's it.
It's gonna be so many hurt children though this coming holiday season.
You know, I was reading. Shakedown put up a tweet. I never even thought about this either. He said Microsoft has got the cocky third system console something. And then he mentioned Nintendo 64 is when Nintendo got cocky. They definitely did. Sega Saturn is when Sega got cocky. PlayStation 3 is when PlayStation got cocky. And every time they get cocky, they kind of drop the ball. You know what I'm saying? Either that gen or the next one. And that looks like that's what the Xbox is actually going to do. I mean, even the name.
What do you mean by cocky, though?
Like, that's when they do shit that they really shouldn't do, and they really give opportunities for other companies to capitalize on their shit, I guess. I guess that's what he meant. Let me see if I can find the tweet.
I guess I can kind of see... I can't really see cockiness as more as they're trying to try to do new things as opposed to cocky. Because I still don't think anything's wrong with PlayStation 3. They just... The only problem with PlayStation is they promise too much things that they never... You know, exceeded on, and that's more or less not cocky. That's more or less just lying.
I think it's not lying, though. Honestly, it's not polished. Like the servers on Xbox on all the games that I've played seem better than the PS3 versions online. Just online. Then again, X and B. Good.
But yeah, I think that's the company themselves, though. That's not Sony, because like when you play Sony games, they're perfect. Like I play Killzone and I play Uncharted, and it's fucking perfect.
Right,
it's
you're right, you're right.
Yeah, but I've heard of that. Yeah, their own.
And like I just started playing my PS3 again, and I was playing Battlefield last night, and that for some reason on there is flawless. Like there's no problems with it on there.
Is that an issue of developers favoring
developers.
Xbox?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think that's what that is. I mean, you could tell Call of Duty favors Xbox.
Subject, let me bring up this tweet I read from one of the Optic members. I think it was Optic Nadeshot or something. And the actual Microsoft people retweeted him. It said, currently on the Xbox 360, there's 15,000 servers running the Xbox Live for the 360. With the Xbox One, there's going to be 300,000 servers.
Yep. Yeah, right. I see. They said that in the middle of the stream, which is like to hardcore gamers, it's like that's a good idea. But regular people don't give a fuck about all that stuff. And there was a lot of that regular people stuff. They just, you're spitting a whole bunch of shit that just does not mean nothing to most people.
Yeah,
they're going to need that.
There, but I can see your point there, but you don't think like the average Joe, when he gets disconnected from a game, you don't think he's going to get pissed off? That should solve that problem. Though,
yeah, they do.
I mean, they're
going to
need
those
servers for all those. They're going to need those servers more so for all the features that they have. And on top of that, it seems like there's a direct connection with Comcast that they have going on. And I don't know how true it is, but what I was reading is like you'll probably be able to have a connection or an account with Comcast directly, so you can actually fully use the features the way they were intended to be used. The problem is, country in the world, it's definitely like my man live in LA. He said they don't have Comcast anywhere in sight. And for you to actually be able to run it the way they're showing it, you're going to need good internet. How many people have internet good enough to even play Call of Duty? Which is why they needed to do that bullshit they did to make that game more playable for people with bad internet. You're talking about all those features and stuff and all those servers. I don't know. That's going to be crazy.
Not only that, it's gonna slow the system down drastically. Like, I think the system is going to take a hit for all that. Like, the live conference, he made it seem like, you know, do this, blah, blah, blah. But that's only one Xbox 720 or new Xbox One that was on. Imagine millions of people playing it on their servers constantly like there are right now. It's going to make it go extremely slow.
Right.
Yeah,
so
we'll have to see how that works.
So okay, now see, we only got 22 minutes left.
Let's get to the next info.
The presentation. What did y'all think about the actual presentation of the gameplay and just the stuff that they were just talking about in general? Aaron, start with you.
I'm going to have to hold my tongue on that. I was actually in the hospital during the press conference, so I didn't get to see none of that.
Okay.
All right. Let me start this one off then. All right. So the presentation overall is exactly what I expected. This is a reveal, and if anyone actually thought that they were going to talk about games, they were in for a rude awakening. First of all, since this was pushed back, I already knew that they were going to save all the game talk for E3. That's a given. I mean, it's 2 weeks away. I wasn't expecting them to get to it. I knew that they were going to show the console because they had to one-up Sony. That was a given. They had to one-up Sony, so they had to show the console. That was a no-brainer right there. I didn't expect them to talk about all of those entertainment features, but I knew that they were going to get to it and maybe show one or two games. And when they talked about Call of Duty at the end, I was like, okay, so this is going to be entertainment the first half, maybe show one or two exclusives, which they did, and then save the rest for Call of Duty. That's exactly what they did. I wasn't really mad at them doing that. I'm mad at the features that they have because I didn't ask for them, but I knew that they were going to do that. And I can't give them the benefit of the doubt, really. I mean, actually, I can give them the benefit of the doubt just because E3 is around the corner, so I'm not mad that they didn't really show any games. But overall, the reveal was exactly how I thought, so I'm not surprised with anything that they did. And I also knew that they were not going to touch on these rumors. They touched on one rumor, and it actually wasn't even at the conference. It was right after the conference because I was watching those game trailers. And Geoff Keighley, he asked the dude, he said, will this be always online? He said, no, this will not be always online. You do not have to be online to play your games, but this is 2013, so most of the features that we have you have to be online to use them. Netflix, Hulu, whatever you name it, playing games online, you have to be online. So that's a no-brainer. You have to have an internet connection, but you don't have to have always online. What they didn't touch on, which we all were worried about, was the used game thing and a backwards compatibility, which they did not say yet. And I have a feeling that E3, they're once again not going to touch those, because as soon as they confirm or deny it, people are going to go absolutely apeshit. And they're probably going to slander the fuck out of Xbox more than they're doing right now, because we've only saw articles. We've heard rumors for months. But now that we're actually seeing articles and they're so-called confirming it, people are getting more and more upset. They're still going to avoid those questions. I know that they are. But those are the main things that I want to see. As soon as the console comes out, like, if they avoid these questions at E3 and then the console comes out and these casual gamers find out that, oh, if I have a used game, I got to pay a fee for it, and, oh, I can't play my Xbox 360 games, you know how mad they're going to be? They're going to be super upset, like even more upset than we are now. So I knew that they weren't going to talk about that shit.
I've already heard that the Xbox 360 games won't be compatible.
It's not backwards compatible.
Right, but Microsoft didn't say it at the presentation, though. That was my point. They're not going to say it.
They said it after.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
What happened was you had all those people after the conference, after the cameras went down. I forgot the guy's name. It's in one of my Skype chats, but he's huge on getting all that info. He never really steers people wrong, and he was there. So he's the guy that asked questions, and he's the one that brought up the unlock fee and the not backwards compatible thing, which I expected from both consoles, to be honest with you, and that kind of stuff. So they did go over it, but they avoided it until they couldn't anymore, and they're going to continue to do that. I mean, as a company, you have to kind of do that on some level. So we'll see. What else you got? Go ahead, bring it in.
I was gonna say that's straight up bullshit. It is like if you go to Redbox and you want to rent a game or GameFly or whatever, and you're gonna have to pay that fee. That's some straight bullshit, man.
And it might be full. It might be full. It might be the full amount. I was hearing $5, but I'm hearing it might be $60. So
yeah, I mean that's gonna kill. If that's true, that's gonna kill GameFly, Redbox, Blockbuster, whoever. You know what I mean? That's gonna kill them.
I spoke to someone that actually played that new Xbox. One of the GameStop people. The owner was in the store when I went to go buy something, and you know they gather all the GameStop employees and blah blah blah, and they can't talk too much about it. But that's like every system that comes out, they let them play it first or whatever. And he told me that you can play used games, but you have to pay a subscription fee. He said it won't be
over. How much
is this
fee?
He told me he couldn't go too much into it, but he said it won't be nothing that you're not already used to paying. So what I'm assuming is going to be the same price as like EA subscription.
Online pay.
$800.
So $10. $10.
$10.
That's what I'm assuming. And I said that, and he kind of like looked at me and kind of was like, maybe, maybe not. Again, they're not really allowed to tell you too much about it. But he also told me this months ago that it won't always be online. So I'm kind of leaning towards believing him, but he also told me that if you buy a game and rent a game, or buy a game specifically, it's linked to your account,
mm-hmm.
and if someone else wants to play that game in your house, or you want to let your friend borrow it, they have to pay some kind of Xbox subscription fee in order to play that game.
Just to play, not to play online, but to play.
Right. That's just to play, yeah. That's single player, not online. Right. So I think that's a very bad move. But they're trying to get money. And
yeah,
from a business standpoint, I can't knock them. But
yeah,
as a consumer standpoint, it's fucking, it's retarded. Because some people, like me specifically,
I think it's retarded.
My wife plays games. So either way it goes, I'm going to buy two copies of every game based off of that. But maybe there's a game like, for instance, Naruto. I love Naruto. She loves Naruto. And I got it. And so when I'm done playing it, she wants to play it. I'm not going to buy two copies of a game like Naruto. I'm only going to buy two copies of a game like Call of Duty or whatever have you. You know, Gears of War or something like that. I'm not going to buy two copies of BioShock when I can just beat it and give it to her and let her play it. So if that's the case, and if that's really true, that's stupid. Like, I really leaning towards PlayStation. Like, seriously.
Let me ask this, has PlayStation released any details along these lines? Or
it's going to play, it said it will play used games. No, it said it's going to play used games.
They didn't even say it was going to have to be a subscription fee or anything like that. They just said it's going to play used games. And what I also heard, again, rumor, that the new Xbox has the ability to play backwards compatible games, but it won't give you the ability to do it. I heard that they're going to charge you some specific kind of amount of money if you want to play those type of games. So it could be like a subscription fee, like $60 a year to play, you know, or like $30 to play, you know, old Xbox games for 3 months, something like that. That's what I heard. I don't know if it's true, but I can see them doing something like that. Because if the system is already backwards compatible, but they're not going to have the feature available right away, that just tells me that they're going to charge you to play that.
Man, it's going to be fees on top of fees.
Yeah, and the use thing is bullshit. And the reason I'm going to say it's bullshit is because of this reason. Sometimes you renting, borrowing, or buying a used game makes you a hardcore fan for the game the next time around. So say, for instance, let's say Batman Arkham Asylum. My man let me borrow that game. I played it, and borrow that game, I wouldn't have never been thinking about playing that shit, because at that time I was only the guy that bought three games outside of the Call of Duty, Madden, and 2K. So I was only able to really afford three with my situation. So Batman was never going to be one of those. I was really looking at the God of War and shit like that. So when you say that, it's like, that's some bullshit. And then some of us own two consoles. Like you said, you and your wife both play a game. Or I got two PlayStations. You know what I'm saying? I might want to play, I might want to install that game to both systems, but I can't. Now I got to pay an unlock fee of an unknown amount. Again, I heard it was $5, then I heard it was full price. And it's like, if you're going to pay full price, you may as well go to the store, and then, you know, the whole thing. Then what's going to happen? Is now GameStop going to sell the used games, but are they just going to raise the price up because they're going to have to pay the fees on their end?
That
shit is sloppy.
I wanted to touch on that, too, because I've been talking to my boys about it, too. I think the price of gaming will go up by, like, $10. I think that new games will be $70 as opposed to $60. And the reason why I say this is because every generation, the price goes up. If you think back in the days, Nintendo, if I'm not mistaken, Nintendo 64 was like $30 for a game, $29.99.
I remember that shit.
Some of them, but there was like those games that were games that they didn't make a lot of, or that were classic games. Like Mario Party. I want to say Gauntlet Legends or something like that was like
Mario
really expensive.
Mario 64 was.
Right.
Yeah.
Those are games that were really popular, so they made them like that, as opposed to being a standard. I think that most standard games were $30 or $40. Then you look at PlayStation next generation, that was $40 per game. Now there were certain games that were more than that. And PlayStation 2, $49.99, and Xbox, $49.99. Xbox 360 and PS3, $59.99. So the next one has to go up, because that's just the way it's been going. So I think it'll be $69.99, and which means the prices of used games will be more money than usual too.
Because like I was saying, I was stuck in the hospital during that press conference. Did they give a retail price on these Xboxes or no?
Nope. They didn't give a release date. They didn't give a retail price. They didn't give.
They straight up said the Xbox will be coming out this year.
That's all they said. Like we didn't know that. We know it's dropping before Call of Duty.
Right. We know you're dropping it before Call of Duty because you do not want to miss out on the people that are going to wait for Call of Duty after, if y'all drop it after. So people want to get that and Call of Duty, the new one, for the next-gen consoles. Now, the other thing was Aaron was saying that he seen or heard a rumor. You know, a lot of stuff is speculation that the current headsets that people are using are not going to be compatible with the new Xbox. And, you know, another thing, I wanted the controllers take batteries as well. That's something they also didn't address. They just only showed us, like, a front picture. We didn't get to see the back of it or anything.
I don't... You said controllers won't work, or...
The plug and play.
No, you said where they have batteries. Headsets won't work.
Oh, the headsets? Okay, the headsets won't work. I think they would lose a lot of business from like places like Astro and stuff like that if that didn't work. I think it...
Unless they came out with a converter or something.
Right. And they'll make... obviously, they'll make better ones for those new systems. But I think they would lose a lot of money based off of that if they were to just flat out say...
They
lose
money already, though. Just... period, I think they're going to lose money.
Well, part of that rumor I heard was that Microsoft is actually going to be making headsets that are compatible with their system.
Both?
That was part of the rumor I heard. But I don't, like I said, it's speculation. I have no idea if it's true or not. It's just something I heard.
Yeah, I saw that. It sounded like bullshit. So, I don't know. I just feel like Microsoft is alienating themselves with this new console.
Do you think they'll be able to use old controllers as well?
Probably not. I don't think so. You have to wait for a converter. And, I mean, this stuff will happen, you know, within a few months of release. There's going to be converters to play with your old Xbox controllers or your PS3 controller.
Because you
got to
think about all the people that paid, like, hundreds and $200 for, like, the scuffed controllers and shit. Like, that'll,
right.
That'll make it, like, nonetheless, it'd be pointless.
Man, I don't think they give a fuck. I mean, because some of the things that they've done. I mean, again, the conference was about revealing it, but I just, unless you're like a fanboy,
there's no one that can say it like that.
You're not going to tell me you weren't, even if not disappointed, you just didn't get, like, you felt kind of like, what a waste of time. At the end of the day, that's kind of how I felt.
I don't believe anyone that says that they enjoyed that conference. I don't believe
anyone.
I don't believe anybody that says that. They cannot sit here and
tell me
that
they liked it.
Yeah,
point
I don't believe any
grown
man that says that.
I only
talk
to them.
I don't know. And my thing, the big thing with me is everything has pros and cons across the board. Like, there's nothing that's just, like, all the way great, and there's just nothing wrong with it. But the thing with this Xbox is there are pros, but for every pro, it seems like they've added a con. And that's not true with the 360. There are pros and cons, but there's more pros than cons. Same thing with the PS3. With this Xbox One, it's like, okay, we got this, but then we took away that. Or we have this, but now you can't do that. Like, what the fuck, guys? For every one great thing y'all are saying, first of all, we already established that half of that shit was on 360 as a feature, and people either didn't use it, didn't know, or didn't care to use it. So really, only half of what you showed is new, and then on top of that, you got a whole bunch of stuff that you purposely didn't reveal because you didn't want people to know, but then you had to spill the beans later on after the conference and tell people, okay, you can't do this, this, and this.
I think Sony scared them. I seriously think that Sony... I don't think Xbox, Microsoft expected Sony to come out with such power and such people wanting it without even seeing the system. So, like, people are already hyped about getting it, and I've heard a lot of Xbox boys that are converting over and or buying both of them. I don't think they were ready for that, and I think they got shook. And then I think after the conference, they were like, fuck. We should have done this.
Yeah.
We should have did this. We should have showed
this.
Yeah,
I didn't.
Because the gaming wise, I like the gaming. Gaming is going to be good. It's gaming. It's going to evolve no matter what. I care about that to a high certain extent because I like the things that I can do on my Xbox now without even playing games. You know, like I like being in parties while everybody's playing different games and we just sit up here and shit around. I don't necessarily have to play the game in order to enjoy my people's conversation. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like, I want to know more about it as opposed to the entertainment purpose. Because I don't care really about anything entertainment wise. I can already go and watch ESPN. I can already watch, you know, Machinima videos, blah, blah, blah. I can already go on Twitter. I don't care about any of that. So it's like I need to know more about the system itself as opposed to just the entertainment purposes around it.
Right.
I just want them to get rid of these rumors. I just want them to lay it all on the table. I know that they won't because that's how business works. Yeah, but I want them to actually focus on games. I hope that they, if they're going to talk about entertainment again, if they're going to reiterate it, hopefully they keep it probably 10 to 20 minutes max. But if they don't bring the games like everyone is expecting, they're not going to win this console war. And I hate to even say console war, but that's how it's going to be. Sony stepped their game up.
I don't think it'll be a war.
I don't think it is either.
It'll be a slaughter.
Yeah, pretty much. Microsoft just messed themselves up.
It's not a war, it's a match.
I think the reason they focused a lot on the entertainment portion of what the Xbox can do is they're trying to reach the casual gamer. I don't know, but it's just my thoughts. I think at E3 they're going to reach out to the hardcore gamers. You know what I'm saying?
They have to. Not that they're going to, they have to.
I feel that they started with the Xbox One can do entertainment wise was to reach the masses. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, hold on. Let me just say this real quick. What person that's not a hardcore gamer is going to watch a gaming conference, Joe?
They're not.
So when you're showing shit like that, you're showing that to hardcore people. That's who your audience is at that time. So there's no way a casual gamer is watching a press conference for a new system.
Well, let me say this. I was on the phone with my dad. He's how old is he? He's 67. And I was talking to him on the phone. He's like, Aaron, did you know they're coming out with a new Xbox? And he heard that on the Fox News channel. You know what I'm saying? So he knew that there was a conference going on that day. You know what I'm saying?
Didn't watch that shit, though.
Yeah, it's a difference between watching and knowing about the news, though.
But at least he knew about it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, like I heard this girl, she was in the nail shop. I was telling my girl in the nail shop, and she was talking to one of her friends about it on the phone. She was like, you hear about that new Xbox? I'm going to get it. And I was like, little do you know, though. Like, you hear about it because social media is amazing. They're reaching them, and they're going to buy it just because it's new. It's something about new technology that just gets people, and I fall victim to this too. But at the same time, you still got to be smart about your purchases these days. And they just did not impress me at all. Like, I was hoping to be impressed a little bit. They didn't even impress me a little bit.
But you're more of a gamer, though. You see what I'm saying? I think the reason they did all this entertainment stuff first with this reveal was to get, like, people, like, I highly doubt my dad will buy it. But I'm saying, like, if he wanted to.
But he's not watching the conference, though, is what I'm saying, though.
Yeah, but I'm just using him for an example. I highly doubt he will, but like some random 40-year-old might be watching a conference, be like, "Oh, it can do this, it can do that." I'll get it. Just I don't care about the games. I just want it for the entertainment purposes of it.
Right, right.
They're
gonna piss off their kid though. They're gonna piss off their kid.
This is a saying that I've used multiple times. You guys have heard it on this show. JG has heard it many times. Aaron has heard it many times. And Chase, you've probably heard me say it again. The new Xbox is just like an iPhone. It has a few new things. Other than that, it's the same shit as last year. There's nothing brand new about it that you couldn't already do on the Xbox 360.
Yeah. You know? I don't know. I think they were trying to like get everybody like, oh my God, I need more. You know what I'm saying? And that they gambled with that one. It's like the games might be crazy. Like, we don't know that. Like, they might show the exclusives, and people might lose their minds outside of all the other bullshit that they've done.
I'm not denying the gaming capabilities.
Right.
Like, I think it'll be great.
We have less than a minute left, folks. Yeah. Well, I don't think it'll shut us off, but we got less than a minute. And this hour was not long enough for this shit.
We didn't start doing
that. Yeah, it definitely wasn't.
Yeah, we didn't even hit shit. Man, you know what we could do? I could fucking We can do like another few minutes and record it on Skype, and I'll just throw it on the channel.
Yeah, we could do that.
All right, so we'll have like a little post show chat. Yeah, make sure to record right through Skype.
Sign into Skype. My Skype got closed up.
So we about to wrap it up. So we all signing out. Everybody say your last, and let's be out.
Yo,
man. I didn't do that, man.